everyone. Welcome to the Period Party. I'm Nicole, and on this episode, we're discussing how to support your hormones and menstrual cycle using essential oils with Dr. Maritza Snyder, a passionate wellness practitioner with over 8 years of experience focusing on women's health. She became passionate about women's health after her own health issues. And through functional medicine, whole foods, and self-care practices, she was able to heal her adrenal dysregulation and chronic migraines related to hormone imbalance. She currently leads a community of women who educate about nutrition, detox programs, self-care, and essential oils. Welcome to the show, Maritza.
Oh my gosh, Nicole, I am so happy to be here today.
Me too. I'm so excited for us to chat because we're also friends. So it's nice to jam on Absolutely. All the good things.
I love it. Absolutely. I'm so pleased. I haven't connected with you in a little while, and it feels like just renewing our friendship all over again.
Absolutely. I know. So I, like you, have a hormone journey, and I would love to hear yours and how you started out on this whole journey to health and using essential oils in your work and for yourself.
Absolutely. So my hormone journey started about 10 years ago in my mid-20s when even then, and I think we're seeing this so much today that even younger women are finding themselves super busy, stressed. I was in grad school. I was working a full-time job. I had a mortgage, and I just felt like I was carrying a lot of responsibility on my shoulders, and I wanted to perform well. You know, I come from a lineage of women who are always performing and showing up for everybody, and I think so many women can relate to that. And at that age, I want to say it was like 25 or so, I just hit a major wall. I had already had a lot of chronic migraines. I had immune system issues. I was always sick. But as I began to ramp up on this journey of being productive and being busy, or at least that's what I told myself, like, I just need to be productive. I just need to be busier. I found myself getting sicker. All of a sudden, I had really bad mood swings. I was chronically stressed. I couldn't sleep. My headaches were getting worse. I felt like myself getting sicker all the time. Like, a lot of the things that I was dealing with elevated, and then there were more things that added up. And I found myself really losing. I felt like I was out of control. I didn't know what to do about it. I felt like I was in a position where I had to continue to move forward because I had so much on the line, but then my health wasn't allowing me to do so. And I had to take a really big step back and began to look at, you know, how am I really supporting my body? You know, what are the whispers or what are the signals and the signs that in my body that are telling me, like, major red flags? I could just think about like the alarm going off inside of my head, inside of my body. So I took a step back and I started looking at all of the ways that I could begin supporting myself. And I felt like at that time, a lot of doctors were not really privy to how to take care of women in terms of hormone. I always call it hormone chaos. You know, I was recommended to get back on the pill. I was recommended to get on antidepressants, like all of these medications. And I knew in the core of me that one, it was not the root cause of the problem. And it was important that I discover that, given that I was about to become a functional practitioner, it's what I was doing for a living, but also that there had to be a way to get to the root of what was happening and mitigate my hormone chaos or mitigate what was happening in my body through healthy lifestyle changes, rituals, and effective tools that I could begin to implement on an everyday level that, one, allowed me to continue to do the things that I had to do, but also allowed me to heal my body in the process.
Wow, that's fantastic. It sounds so similar to my story. And I really think that so many women can relate to this because this is exactly the place that so many women in the United States and all over the planet in this age group, 20s and 30s and 40s, early 40s especially, are in. We're just like mired by an insane amount of work and personal responsibilities and family and kids, and we're being pulled in 1,000 directions. And it's so hard to prioritize self-care and, like you said, rituals and just showing up for ourselves in that way.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely becoming an epidemic with the everyday woman. We're not, you know, I think the one thing about us getting more freedom and autonomy to create our career and to strive for the things that we want to create, really what it just did is just added more to our plates. Mm-hmm. And I find that women are ever the more stressed. And I have that experience every single day. I talk to women who share our very same story, and it breaks my heart because they, instead of it being maybe a year or 6 months or however long, it's been 15 years and 10 years, and the symptoms are so significantly worse than even what I was dealing with during the time. I mean, a lot of these issues lead to very serious chronic conditions like autoimmunity and diabetes and just very scary stuff that, I wish I would have been able to get a hold of them sooner to create and implement some of these changes.
Oh, I completely agree with that. I know, same here. And how did essential oils play into this, into that journey?
So I will be honest. I will tell you, I love simple.
And don't we all?
Don't we all, right? I love simple. And nutrition was my mainstay. I love nutrition, homeopathy, supplementation. I was like, if I can get people to think about how they eat, you know, that we could fuel the body appropriately. But still, it wasn't addressing some of the most immediate needs like mood swings, sleeplessness, energy, fatigue. And what I found, it was my immune support. Like I mentioned before, I was struggling with my immune system. And a friend of mine recommended me an oil that was great at boosting the immune system. And I have had terrible luck getting my immune system on track. And I began to use this oil and I was amazed at how wonderful it was at keeping me healthy. And I learned a little bit more about the constituents and the chemistry behind these oils and that they're really designed to help and support your immune system on a cellular level. And I'm so proud to say that I've basically not been sick in the last 5 years since I've been using the oils, which is such a big deal because I remember getting sick like up to like 7 times a year. That was usually how I was operating.
What?
And so that was my,
That's amazing. Like you haven't been sick.
I don't even know what it's like to be sick.
Exactly.
And it's not for lack of trying, because goodness knows.
Yeah, girl. You're a busy lady. Seriously. It's not that you've necessarily reduced your busyness, but you've really learned to figure out how to mitigate the effects of the busyness, so to speak.
Absolutely. So exactly. I've tricked the body. No, I'm just kidding. No, I've taken breaks. So the way that I use, so one of the reasons why I love oils is that, you know, back in the day, I would literally, you know, I was definitely in the cycle where I would drink a ton of coffee during the day to keep my energy up. And then I would like wind down with glasses of wine, you know, and it was just this cycle over and over and over again. I'll be honest with you, my waistline didn't appreciate it and my adrenals didn't appreciate it. I didn't feel super great every single day dosing myself with either downers and uppers, right? In that sense of the word. And so what I was really excited about was like, how can essential oils and these really powerful constituents, because one drop of an essential oil brings like 40,000 constituents to every single cell in the body, and they assimilate into the system like within 30 seconds upon contact when you apply them topically. And that's not to mention that when you breathe them in aromatically, they literally go, they bypass the thalamus, they bypass the cerebellum, they go straight into that limbic brain. And we all know the limbic brain is our survival center. That I always think of the limbic brain as like the spidey senses, right? It's the part of the brain, it's our reptilian brain that senses danger, that senses fear, that stores traumas and memory. And what a lot of people don't know about the limbic brain is that the hypothalamus, which is the hormone, you know, master center of the entire body, where all with everything's being regulated and being shipped out to the pituitary, is right there in the limbic brain as well. And so when we have traumas, when we have emotional issues, those definitely interplay with how our hormones function in the body. And so one of the most magical ways, and it's not just magic, it's a lot of science, one of the most scientific ways that essential oils really prove to have so many benefits for women is to help to mitigate stress, to help to mitigate, you know, temporary sad feelings, anxious feelings, and for me in particular, mood swings. Mm. Woo! I am the queen of mood swings. I get them from my mama. And it'll hit me like the right side of my head. I'll get smacked with a mood swing out of nowhere. It'll just come out of nowhere. And I've got to keep it together, you know, and because we're taking care of people. We've got teams who work with us. And so if it wasn't for oils, I don't know what I would do. They just, by breathing them in a matter of like 20 seconds, and I just take a moment to do some deep breaths. It could be the power of pause, which a good friend of mine, Catherine Miller, talks about a lot, or just whatever breathing meditation technique you want. When you integrate essential oils into the mix, it's almost instantaneous how quick your mood can alter and shift back to balance.
That is so awesome. So like, just to go back a little bit with essential oils, what's the best way to use them? I know about diffusers and I know about putting it on your skin, but a lot of people say you shouldn't consume them. I would love to hear your take on all of that.
Absolutely. So there are three main ways to use the oils. I always say get in where you fit in. Now, not all essential oils can be used internally. And if you do use them internally, it's always good to be cautious. But we cook with a lot of oils. We love the flavor profiles. Oh, wow. It's a lot of fun to cook with them. We add them to our smoothies, you know, the citruses in particular, because they're cold pressed. They've got a lot of immune system benefits. They've got energizing benefits and antioxidants to boot as well. But again, we're using one drop in like two quarts of green smoothie, and that's totally fine. So you're not like trying to consume 12 drops a day. You know, just be mindful. But a lot of them can be very purifying to the body and really support the body. So the constituents. So every single essential oil has hundreds of different constituents that make them up, the chemistry of that oil. And when you're working with blends, then you're working with the synergy of a lot of different oils. I am a big proponent of blends. But the three ways is internal, aromatic, and topical. And the two most effective ways of those three is definitely going to be aromatic, as I kind of just talked about today, just a minute ago. Like when you breathe in an oil or a blend of oils, you can really elicit a really powerful response that connects right into the emotional centers of your brain. And what I've learned with women is that's a lot of what we're dealing with. And so for instance, if you want to uplift, citruses and mints are really great because they have a high concentration of ketones. Mm-hmm. And those ketones and monoterpenes, so limonene and other monoterpenes, we know that those particular constituents will uplift and send, you know, can support dopamine and support serotonin in the brain in a really positive way. On the other end, we know that there are oils that are good for grounding, and these are going to be sequiterpenes, esters, and oxidites. And these are lavender, clary sage, geranium, Roman chamomile. These are some really calming oils, maybe even vetiver and cedarwood. And so oftentimes, you don't need to know all of the chemical constituents of these oils to know which ones are calming or which ones are invigorating. Just think mints and peppermints or mints and citruses is invigorating. And think of a lot of the florals and a lot of the earthy oils as being really calming. But through aromatic properties, you can help with sleep. Again, you can help with mood, particularly, you know, the spectrum of mood is so huge and the spectrum of emotions. Oftentimes I'm working with women who have dealt with a lot of loss in their family, or maybe it's a loss in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I've got blends that really support kind of consoling the heart for those moments. Because when we deal with those types of traumas, we can definitely create a cascade towards more hormone disruption, right? Then topical. So when it comes to topical, the great thing about oils is they're lipophilic, which means they're fat loving. They get assimilated into our system so quickly. And I always tell people to work on pulse points, right? So the wrists, the ankles, the back of the neck, on the neck, on the bottom of the feet. All of these places are really great places to put oils because the body just takes them all in and assimilates them on a cellular level. Because our cellular membranes are made of phospholipids, oils can actually cross into not only the cellular membranes, but also the blood-brain barrier. And they're great for supporting concentration, memory, and mood, because they actually can go into the brain and help to create synergistic balance within that neuroendocrine system.
Whoa, girl, that's a ton of information that was so, so helpful. Okay, so we know how to use essential oils now, like the three different ways. What about like really specific things in terms of women who are dealing with PMS, for instance? I know you mentioned mood boosting oils just a moment ago, so we have those. But what about, are there other oils or combinations that you recommend for PMS, like anything specific?
Absolutely. So PMS has definitely been an issue of concern. And I know you and I have talked about that a lot. Mm-hmm. That was one of the biggest issues when hormone chaos hit the scene. I was estrogen dominant and I just basically had no progesterone. Mm-hmm. And my PM, like I said, these mood swings with PMS. And so I have a blend. I call it the Superwoman blend because I really feel like that's exactly what we all are. Yep. But it's specifically geared towards creating hormone synergy with estrogen and progesterone. So I'm going to share this blend right now. Now, how I like to use it is in a roller bottle. And roller bottles are super easy to find. You can find them on Amazon. There's all different kinds of places to get them. And I keep it in a roller bottle because it's there. Anytime you can roll an oil onto yourself, like literally in less than 5 seconds, it's a win for me. And so when it comes to using this oil, I always talk about path of least resistance. So if indeed you want to create harmony on the ovaries or in the reproductive system, you want to put it right over the ovaries, which is basically 2.5 inches below the belly button and a little bit to the side. But basically, you just swipe 2.5 inches below the belly button and rub this blend in. So here is the recipe. So it is 12 drops of clary sage, 10 drops of lavender, 5 drops of cedarwood, 5 drops of geranium, and 4 drops of ylang-ylang. This is basically a 25% concentration, which means it's gonna get the job done. And I recommend, if you can, having 2 of these roller bottles around. So one in the bathroom, because I usually say 2 to 3 times a day, because you wanna be consistent. Remember, our hormones are changing constantly and we're moving through our cycle. If you want the staying power of what these oils can create, I highly recommend doing it every single day. It should be a part of your daily rituals. Like when you brush your teeth or when you wash your face, you should be rolling this oil blend over your ovaries or on the bottom of the feet. Also, the wrist is a great place, especially when I'm dealing with mood swings or concentration, brain fog. This blend is great on the wrist because you can actually smell it. When it's over the ovaries or on the bottom of the feet, you can't really smell it. I keep one in the bathroom and I keep one as an emergency inside of my purse at all times, because again, I never know when I'm going to start feeling a little off. And if you're like me, I'm sure Nicole, you are, you notice when things are a little off.
Definitely. You know how it is. It comes with body awareness. Once you know, you can't go back. You can't unknow.
Right. You can't unknow. And my goodness, I know within seconds. I'm like, uh-oh, something's coming. And so, where's my oil? I feel like I'm like scrambling through my purse to find it. So that is my favorite go-to women hormone. I call it hormone magic, but I also call it my superwoman blend. Now, for stress, because stress tends to be, let's be honest, it is the culprit for everything. The reason why my hormones are so imbalanced during times of, like, you know, depending on what I'm doing with myself, like right now, hormones are pretty happy, but I can't guarantee that in 6 months, everything's going to be okay. So I have a stress buster. Yeah, because our lives change and we take on too much. I find that right when we think everything's good, we're like, oh, let me just add a little bit back on. Oh, yeah. And then it explodes.
Exactly. And I like that you're giving women, and you're just encouraging them to have something that they can rely on and not have to look to maybe going to the chiropractor, for instance, or getting a massage, but they can take care of themselves with these oils.
Or polishing off a bottle of wine, whatever it may be.
Too.
So my stress buster blend. So what we know about this blend is that research demonstrates that these oils will lower cortisol levels and stress levels literally within a matter of seconds. So anytime it feels like the sky is falling upon me, I reach for this blend. Now, I've pre-made this blend in a little bottle. You could do it in a roller, but I just have empty bottles that I keep around. And I basically made I just doubled the recipe or 10x the recipe. So here's the recipe. This is technically the diffuser version, but what I would do is, if you want to keep this stress buster blend on hand in your purse, it's 2 drops of lavender, 2 drops of bergamot, and 1 drop of frankincense. And so what I've done here is, instead of 2, I did 20 drops of lavender, 20 drops of bergamot, and 10 drops of franky, because I want it ready whenever I need it. And what I do here is I take a couple of drops of this blend, which I know will just lower stress super quickly, kind of get control of that overwhelm. I take 2 drops. I rub my palms together. I take one deep breath, and I hold that breath for 3 seconds, and then I let it all out through my nose. And I do this 5 times, and I call this the power pause. And after I do this 5 times, which literally takes maybe 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds, I like to give times on things because so many women tell me they just don't have time for it. And I'm like, really? You don't have 45 seconds? This is like a no excuses zone, right? And so after that 5 deep breaths, those pauses, literally it resets everything. It resets the brain chemistry. It resets that fight or flight that I was experiencing, and it gives me clarity about what's important for me and what isn't. So that's my favorite stress buster blend.
Okay, this is so awesome. I love that you just shared Superwoman and Stress Buster. Fabulous. What about cramps? Because, you know, that is a thing for pretty much every woman I encounter.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the cramps, so in order to get rid of those cramps forever, for good, I do love the Superwoman blend. Okay. That is being consistent. Clary Sage, if you look at the research behind Clary Sage, it's just amazing at how quickly it helps to support those areas or those issues with PMS. But my other go-to magic bullet oil for muscle support and kind of relieving those spastic muscles is going to be peppermint. Peppermint is a godsend. Now, you want to make sure that you dilute it because peppermint's super powerful. One drop of peppermint is the equivalent to 28 cups of peppermint tea. And let me tell you, that is seriously, that's powerful potency. So I always recommend like a 10% dilution or a 20% dilution, which is basically if I had a roller bottle blend, let's say I made it my PMS and cramping blend, I would just add some peppermint to that blend. So I would maybe do 10 drops of peppermint inside the Superwoman blend. And basically that will stop those cramps like on the spot. Within a matter of 5 minutes, they're gone. Like when patients come into my office or they see me and they've got really bad head tension, like they're dealing with all kinds of just a really bad headache. If you put peppermint and lavender on around the head, wherever the issue is, 9 out of 10 times that head tension, that headache will be gone in about 5 minutes.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, now you mentioned the potency, and I know that there is a lot of conversation around essential oils and which brand works best and which one is the most potent and all of those things. Do you have any thoughts that you want to share on that?
Absolutely. So it does really matter. There's a lot of people making essential oils today. I mean, even mm-hmm. you can get them at Walmart and you get them at Ross, and oftentimes they're adulterated or they're deceptive. Like it may say rose, but it may be geranium. It may say lavender, but it may be lavandin, or it may not even come from France. It may come from, you know, somewhere in the US where the constituents of lavender, we just don't make lavender like they do in France. Like the therapeutic constituents that lavender has, we just don't deliver here in the US. So you need to make sure that it's coming from Bulgaria and from France. So the things that you're looking for is, one, is the company that you're buying for, do they have full disclosure on the sourcing of their oils? Do they tell you where their oils come from, or do they just, they're just super obscure about it? And do they test their oils? What are the purification practices? Are they third-party tested? Those are the things that matter. Even if they're organic, even if they're wildcrafted, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're testing these oils for purity and for effectiveness and potency. So most, if a company is legitimately, you know, bringing the best constituents to the marketplace, they will list that information. They will have full disclaimer on where their oils are harvested, what type of purification practices they're using. And if they don't, then I'd run for the hills. I would not use those oils, because we're talking about really powerful constituents that can absolutely create balance with hormones and have synergy with our neurochemistry. So we, just like our food and just like our supplements, we have to be very clear, and we have to be very diligent about what we put on our bodies.
Oh, I 100% agree with that, of course. I'm glad that you mentioned that. So is there a particular brand or a couple of brands that you would recommend for women to try?
Absolutely. So the brand that I use, I'll be honest, because you're mm-hmm. asking, yep. I keep dancing around it, but absolutely. I'll tell you, I use doTERRA. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I chose doTERRA is, when I was a biochemist for 5 years prior to becoming a practitioner, and a lot of the purification practices that they have a third party company that does their purification testing, but a lot of those tests that they do, I used to do in my lab with proteins and DNA and mRNA. So I was very familiar with their practices of purification testing, and it made me feel really confident and comfortable. Also, they disclosed exactly what they did, and that mattered to me as well. And the relationship that they have with their sources. So they source from over 45 countries around the world, and they have relationships with the communities in those countries, because not all of these oils come from developing countries, or a lot of them do come from developing countries, mm-hmm. such as Guatemala and Haiti and Nepal. And this company in particular, doTERRA, they choose based on the communities that they want to serve. So they just launched a new oil in Nepal so that they continue to give millions of dollars to build hospitals and women's clinics in that particular country. Mm-hmm. So those are the types of relationships that matter to me. Other companies that I would consider are Young Living,
yeah.
and then Rocky Mountain Oils as well. Those are the other two companies I feel really confident that they do a lot of their due diligence. They have a lot of researchers on their staff. They have a scientific board, and that they do disclose where they source their oils.
That was so comprehensive. Thank you. And I mean, speaking of toxic products and things that aren't well researched, how about using essential oils as a substitute for, you know, personal care products that have a lot of chemicals in them and things that are obviously going to disrupt women's hormones?
Oh my gosh. So I know that I've told you I have a book coming out on the Smart Mom's Guide to Essential Oils, and
yes.
we have like 50 personal care recipes. You can make dry shampoo with the oil. We have everything you could possibly think of. We've got whitening toothpaste. I mean, so much fun. You can basically make over your entire bathroom cabinet, and all of your just toxic, you know, personal care products, from moisturizers, lip balms, you know, shampoo, conditioners, foaming soaps. I mean, name it. It's all in there. That's the beautiful thing, because the oils all have these wonderful constituents. Like, for instance, jasmine is so amazing for moisturizing and toning the face, whereas bergamot and eucalyptus are great at clarifying and clearing up the face. And so that's so great about these oils, is that these constituents, well, that I always just say that plants were always meant to be in synergy with our biochemistry.
Yeah.
And so it's so much fun that, you know, depending on the product that you're making, like, for instance, I have this really amazing whipped body butter. It's like pure heaven. And there are great oils that go with that. So like lavender, geranium, and Roman chamomile, because those oils are so wonderful for conditioning the skin. And so instead of buying like Jergens or whatever's out there, we just make all of that by hand. And I know that some women are thinking, gosh, that takes a lot of time. But a lot of the recipes that I chose was I had time as a concern, because I don't have a lot of time to make that stuff over. But I was amazed at not only how cheap it was, but how much more effective they were at me getting the skin that I wanted, and really kind of supporting the way that I want to look. You know, because really aesthetics matter.
Yes, they do.
So in a nutshell, yes, these are phenomenal. People have been using essential oils to make over their personal care products for a really long time. And we are seeing more and more and more of that because it is so easy to do.
Wow. I feel like I could talk to you about this all night long. This is incredible. How can people find you? Because I feel like we're about to run out of time. So how can people find you online and also share about the books that you've written? Because you have so many.
Absolutely. Goodness, I know. This is book number 6. So drmarisa.com, we have a great blog. It's very active. We're always posting. We're always sharing wonderful recipes. It's one of my favorite places to share all of our good stuff. So it's drmariza.com. So take a look at that. We're always posting. I love resources and recipes. We're always posting things like that. And then if you did want to check out our books, our books are on Amazon. They're also in the traditional bookstores as well. But Amazon, if you just pull me up, Marisa Snyder, you'll see all 5 of the books that are listed. And then this one will be available for pre-order probably in December. It's not available for pre-order just yet. It's due in 2 weeks. And so I'm finishing it up right now. I've got all of these aromatherapy diffuser blends specifically tailored to mood. I mean, it's just going to be so much fun. But the last thing I wanted to share really quickly before mm-hmm. I went, because I thought the ladies would love it, is I have a Blissful Libido Massage Blend.
Ooh.
So I don't know if you think that the girls would like that, but I thought I would share.
I think they would. Okay. Yes, please do.
So this is great at boosting libido. I don't know about you, but I have lost my libido over even, especially when I hit that slump when I was in my mid-20s. That's when it just completely went into the crapper. And I love this because it's a massage blend. So if anything, maybe you just get a good massage out of it. But here it is. So it's a half a cup of basically of coconut oil, or you could use almond oil or grapeseed oil, whatever oil that you prefer. I love coconut oil or almond oil. And it is going to be 10 drops of geranium, 6 drops of sandalwood, 6 drops of ylang-ylang, and 2 drops of cinnamon. Now, all of these oils are known as just incredible aphrodisiacs, and they're wonderful at helping to boost libido. The two biggest libido boosters are geranium and ylang-ylang, and these are also great for hormone synergy. So it's a double win.
Wow, that is so awesome. I'm so glad you shared that, because so many women I'm dealing with right now are really struggling with their libido. And I know a huge part of that is stress and just the everyday stressors that we encounter in our lives. And it doesn't make you want to have a sex drive by any means. No. Not at all.
When your body's surviving, you're not procreating.
Hell no.
There's no time for that.
No, definitely not. I agree. I know. It's not happening. It doesn't even matter anymore if you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s. Like, it's happening to women in their 20s.
Yeah, I thought there was something wrong with me when it happened to me. And then I realized I was nowhere alone.
Many women. It happened to me too.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. What I love about this blend is it's about loving you, right? Mm-hmm. This is about that self-care or self-love ritual. You know, you could massage, you could even do a scalp massage with this, or there's ways that you could use it for yourself, but ideally it would be nice if someone else was using it on you.
Agreed. 100%. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This was awesome. You are, like I said, a complete wealth of information. You're like an essential oils little library. And so thank you for being on. And for everyone in the audience, I hope you'll join us again next week for more Girl Talk Gone Menstrual. In the meantime, though, if your hormones are screaming for more, be sure to check out our previous Period Party episodes. And of course, if you really love what you hear, please take just a moment to rate the podcast on iTunes. Thanks, Dr. Marisa. You are amazing.
Oh my gosh, Nicole, you are amazing. What an amazing forum. I'm so blessed to be able to get to connect with you today.
Absolutely. Me too. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.